I gotta look it up in the dictionary, but he said that to us in the team meeting. So I can tell you that's really the message, you know. He wants us, you know, to play with that intensity, that passion, you know, and I think that that comes from what you put into this thing, meaning our game. The hours you put into it, the work you put into it is how you're going to feel at the end, whether it's a win or a loss. You know, whatever you put into it is how you're going to feel. So I think that that's the little things, the study, the treatment, the taking care of your body, those kind of things. Whatever you're putting into this thing, the sacrifice. I would love to go to bed at midnight and sleep in until 8, you know. That would be nice, you know, hang out with my kids, my wife, and, you know, wake up and have breakfast with them. But the sacrifices you make, and then when you win or lose, you feel a certain way. And I think that when you put that much energy into something, and then you go out there and play with passion, I think that's what he's looking for.
You said on Sunday that this week, you know, you might not shut up in terms of just trying to ramp up the intensity.
Yes.
Does that start today? And for you, what does that look like in terms of just making some sort of adjustment to do what you said?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it started as soon as, like, we started meetings and all that kind of stuff yesterday. You know, just voicing my opinion on things, making sure things are right. You know, I'm never gonna give up on meeting time. I'm never gonna give up on, you know, just letting things slide because we don't have time. We ran out of time for that. You know, to let that stuff kind of happen. And when you lose, it manifests itself. You know, when you lose, certain things that used to be good are now bad. You know, you just see things that you need to do better. And you know, and really, we're in a tough spot right now, but we're in a good spot also because we've seen it all now. We've seen where we're at. We've seen what we have to do. And so now it's the leader's jobs, not only myself. There's a lot of us on this team that have to make sure we're pushing the intensity in practice, because that's really our real first work day. You know, the Tuesday practice is just a walkthrough kind of deal. But today is really that day. Now we take it not only from the meeting room but the field to make sure we're finishing and doing those kind of things right.
Yeah. You see the second half as between the slate, a lot of guys having some notes, gotta forget about the first half, second half. You see this between the slate?
You know, we kinda have to, you know. Because we have a lot of work to do if we wanna accomplish our goals. Now, is it possible? Absolutely. There's not a lot of people that believe that, except that are through that door, you know. But we always believe, you know, that'll never be a problem. So, you know, it's kinda like, it's cliche, but once you win, you know, we always say, okay, move on to the next one. Well, the first half of the season's done, we got to move on to the next one. And first up is Miami on Sunday night, and we have to take care of business. Yeah, you know, that's a good thing, right? Yes,
yeah.
Yes, shot in the arm. A lot of people don't like shots, Scott.
Okay.
I would say yes. You know, I think that having him back, again, I said it last week, having a teammate come back, you know, whether they were injured or suspended, whatever it was, whenever they're away, you miss them, you know, because you're brothers, you know, you spend so much time together and all those things. So getting him back, obviously everyone was excited to see him, you know, running up, seeing him, you know, how's he doing, all those kind of things. You know, so I would say yes, you know, to answer that, absolutely. Anytime someone comes back, everyone's excited.
Talk about team leadership there. Where does he fit in that kind of totem pole as far as team leadership?
Yeah, you know, and I don't know, you know, one thing about our team is I don't try and, you know, there's no dictatorship, there's no nothing, anything like that, except unless Coach Del Rio wants it to be, you know. You know, we all just kind of do our part, you know. None of the players trying to step on anybody's toes or go overboard or anything like that. And I don't think we have a bunch of sensitive guys, so it wouldn't be a problem anyway. But his role is in that running back room, you know, the way he can talk to me, you know, he can motivate me, you know, the way he's seen a lot of football. He's experienced a lot of ups and downs. And the way he talks to me and can tell me things that he's been through, you know, because I'm always looking for anything, especially from a veteran player who's played in the playoffs and won a Super Bowl and been to many Pro Bowls and things like that. You always want to pick their brain and learn from them, you know. So he's someone that can, you know, come to me, and that's how all of our leaders are. Me and Khalil sit there and talk, you know, a lot of the time, almost every lunch, you know, and we kind of lay it out where it's at and what we need to do going forward. And so I think that everyone kind of has their design role, but there's no sensitivity to where we can't just step, you know, and talk to one another.
Obviously, this is your first time here in Florida at the Ritz and at IMG. What have you found last year and this year in terms of the ability to get everything that you might have back home in Alameda here on the road in Florida?
Well, you know, it starts, you know, with our owner allowing us to be able to do something like this, you know. To be able to have everything that we need from a facility standpoint, a treatment standpoint, a training standpoint. Obviously, the rooms are nice. You know, we're sleeping in good beds. The food is right there prepared for you, so there's no time wasted there. So we're eating the right things. I mean, there's so much, but it starts with him allowing us to be able to do this. And it starts with also a vision from Coach Del Rio saying this is what we need to do in order to, you know, maximize, you know, our bodies and our minds for Sunday. And so doing it a second time, I loved it the first time. You know, it's also, again, I think we've talked about it, it's like a mini camp again where everyone's eating together, everyone's going out to dinner together, everyone's together, you know, and it's nice not to have to drive in traffic, you know, for a week.
I'm
sorry, Obi? Yeah. Yes. Crazy athletic. You know, I think what he's going to be really good at is being able to man match tight ends. I really think that that's an advantage for him. You know, and usually as a quarterback, you see a safety and tight end. You know, we like that. Right. You know, but Obi's the kind of guy who's fast. He's explosive. He's strong. And he really works hard. You know, every time he's been running the scout team, he comes up to me. And it's really the first time this has ever happened. You'll like this. He came up to me and said, "Hey, man, if I'm doing the look wrong or anything like that, tell me because I want to give you the best look." And that just shows his selflessness. You know, that just shows how much he just wants to do it the right way. And he's such a good dude, you know, and he's got to learn along the way. But he works hard at it, and he's freakishly talented. So obviously you got to put those together. He's young. He hasn't played yet, so it'll be new to him. I'm sure he'll have his share of mistakes. But at the same time, I think that the more he grows and works at it, he'll be a really good player.
You've said numerous times you can't just throw the ball downfield. Things have to develop.
Yes.
The end of the half.
Yeah.
Why not just roll out, throw something up the grab, let somebody make a play like you've always said?
Yes.
Instead of throwing it right in the middle of the field.
So there's, for me, I'm not even being funny. It's simple math. Cover two with three receivers where everyone's dropping deep. You know, there's, you know, four, five, six, seven guys for three. And at the end of the day, you roll out, you can throw it up, or you can take a better option underneath when we've seen guys been able to break tackles and things like that, maybe keep it alive, those kind of things. And so, you know, obviously we lost by more than one score. You know, and again, this is another one of those things, you know, we're correcting everything. And I take it all and I try, yes, sir, you know, whatever you want. But at the same time, I'm going to continue to do, you know, play the game how I think it's best for our team.
The play calling working for you guys' advantage? The play calling, is the play calling putting you guys in the best position?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, like I said, I think I actually said after the game, we had a great design. We had great design, not just that play. I'm talking about the whole game. We knew what matchups we wanted. We were able to make adjustments on the sideline, you know, putting Coop inside and running some different routes first. Like I said, you know, sometimes you move him around and try and see what they're doing. And the more times on task you can get, the earlier you can get to those things. And so we saw how they wanted to play it and certain things, able to run some different things there. So I thought our plan was great. It was on us players. You know, there was nothing in that Buffalo game plan-wise, you know, that was wrong. Now, when they start playing soft coverage, you know, we were able to hit some 10 and 12-yarders to Coop and to Jared and Crossface. So, you know, again, things get blown up when you lose. You know, when you're winning and it's going good, oh yeah, you know, oh, you hit a couple of them, you got to take what they give you. That's just how it works. I've been doing this now a little bit too long to understand that.
A couple more here. As relaxing as this backdrop sort of is,
yeah,
it is palpable, and I think you referenced earlier that urgency that coming with where you are as a season, as a team.
Yes.
How do you tap into that, or you can use that urgency for good and not let it pollute, you know, the preparation that you guys just need to do to get ready for a game?
Yeah, you know, I think you're right onto it because it is urgency. It has to be. And Coach Del Rio said it best to the team, you know, being urgent doesn't mean you rush things. It doesn't mean that you go away from your process. And it sounds redundant, but it is what it is. We have to We have to attack our process with urgency, but don't rush things when we get on the field. He wants, the preparation is where you get after it. The preparation of your body, your training, the mental side is where you get after it. When you get on the field, you got to compete and just let it flow. I think we have a lot of guys that, and you guys know I've been open about, my mistake is trying to do too much for my team instead of letting our team just do it together. You know, I'll try and make a hero throw or a hero check or whatever it is, and that's my mistake. And I think that's more what he's talking about, is be urgent in your preparation in the process, but when you get on the field, man, just cut it loose, because we're all talented enough to go out there and play well.
John Wooden,
that's one here,
be quick, but don't hurry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, you gotta play fast, but at the same time, you can't hurry and rush things, especially at quarterback. I got to be the most calm one.
Derek, I apologize if you answered this already, but
no worries.
Coach said he wanted the team to be more physical, especially the second half of the season. How important is getting Marshawn back on the field as we get him going, part of that plan?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's a physical player. We all know that. And so at the quarterback position, it's hard to play physical. So you take it, you hear it, and you're like, does he want me to run people over? You know, yeah, you gotta be smart, and maybe I will. Maybe I'll try. But you know, when you get a guy like Marshawn who does that really well, I think we're more apt to let him do those kind of things. But whatever it is, whatever we got to do as a team, I think we're all in. You know, I think our guys are, you know, understanding that there's no room for mistakes now. We have to go out and we have to perform. And, you know, we got to go and do it in a physical manner.